Hi guys, welcome to a new episode of our podcast. Today we're continuing with the niyamas, and actually we reached the end. So this is the final niyama, which is Ishvara Pranidhana. Right, Monica? And I think it's one of the most complex ones, and maybe that's why it's the last one as well.
Yeah, it's good to approach them in order. Hi, everyone. So this one is made up of two words. One is Ishvara, which translates as supreme being or deity or God or Brahman, as we call this concept in the Hindu culture, or as the ultimate reality. So this sounds a bit scary, right? Or a bit overwhelming. And the second word is Pranidhana, which means fixing, and something along these lines of fixing. So in a literal translation, we're advised to surrender to this supreme being, right? Or to our higher self, which in essence means cultivating a deep relationship with the universe and making a point to offer each action that we do to something bigger than us. And this is important in yoga, because yoga itself means acknowledging the fact that we are part of a bigger scheme, that we are part of the universe and we are merely a drop in the ocean, but the ocean holds all of us drops together in its being, in its entity. But in modern yoga, we translate Ishvara Pranidhana as to surrender in general. And we can analyze this from several points of view, including in a yoga practice or in asana practice. It's also about devotion and dedication, I would say. Dedication is important to me. I try to practice yoga with dedication, regardless of the type of yoga that I'm practicing. And of course, I'm sure you will agree, Alex, that God is such a God, you know, it's such a very tricky word, no? To work with, to talk about. So many of us even find the concept of discussing God or several gods, depending on the culture you're talking about, right? It's quite uncomfortable. It's quite intimate, right? Discussing your belief and religion is almost as intimate as you were discussing your own sex life or something. It's so private.
Yeah, it's personal, and I think it's a heavy concept, probably a dense one. And it can mean a lot, I guess, or it can mean different things for different people. And I think when you say God in this instance, in regards to this niyama, you don't necessarily mean like the one religion, right? Or one specific, let's say, God, in let's say, Christianity or something like that, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, of course, absolutely. It's just this idea that there's something bigger than ourselves out there. Or maybe there's something that created us, or maybe it is not us humans who are the most sensitive, sensible, wise, smart, perfect human, perfect beings. Maybe there's something, there's an entity that's above us. Maybe it's just that. It depends on who you're asking. This is something very intimate, I find, very subjective. I don't like to talk about my beliefs. You know, it's something super private, but it's just that this is the purpose of Ishvara Pranidhana, you know, surrendering to something that's bigger than yourself. So shifting a little bit your perspective from I, from ego, from the centricity toward yourself, to the expansion of yourself into the universe, and having this in mind. That's how we look at it in yoga. And Another very important thing is our approach to yoga and to life in general, you know, an approach we are advised by yoga to have this approach of giving rather than of taking, especially and specifically because we are not alone and there's something higher than us there that we must surrender to and that we must offer to that we must offer the fruits of our practice to our yoga practice and the fruits of our actions in general. And also to stay connected and open to, you know, to no matter what arises. So another thing that probably should be mentioned here is that it's not about surrendering or accepting or resigning in front of, you know, in front of something. This is actually dedicating your work or the fruits of your action with abnegation to a supreme force, to the universe, to put it this way. So in actuality, it translates into very concrete terms. It's not that esoteric. It's not that volatile. No, we can see this and we can understand this. Basically leaning into every day without expectation, without having this expectation of gaining an immediate result from whatever we're doing, whether it's a yoga practice or a concrete action, you know, following our purpose. So just placing our consciousness into this higher power, into the supreme will. I mean, of course, it sounds a bit, you know, a bit complex. And it is said that if you master this one, you have already attained. You don't need to do anything else. You have already attained liberation in yoga and so on and so forth. But Ishvara Pranidhana is also entailing this fact that we no longer direct this energy towards ourselves. But rather, you know, towards ourselves and our personal dramas. But we are, in fact, in this ultimate pursuit of the oneness and of us being one with the universe as a whole and being a part of it. So this, of course, can mean many things for different people. But we can translate this into more concrete terms, like, for instance, in asana practice, you know. Like, for instance, how to put it, knowing when to rest in a very exhausting or physical or demanding or provocative, challenging yoga practice. It's about understanding that it's not us who make or do or build everything. It's about surrendering into that moment that will propel us forward, that will, you know, that will make us progress. So that's one thing. And then probably also non-attachment, you know, like I said something, I'm not attaching to it. I am letting it go. I am surrendering in this, in front of this conversation or in front of this concept. So all of this is also about understanding humility or humbleness, more like it, in the sense that there's always someone that's greater than us. You know, we are not at the center of the universe and we are all one. And some of the ways that we can practice Ishvara Pranidhana on the mat how to put it, this non-attachment that we can apply as well to the actual poses that we make, that we do, that we perform with our bodies, you know? Because it's all about the journey, no? It's not about the destination. So, of course, we need to do a lot of deep, consistent, lengthy work to get into a handstand, for instance, or into a whatever yoga pose, whatever yoga asana our body finds challenging. But the point is to not make your purpose to get there. The point is to be super immersed in the work that you're doing to get there, to get there to the final pose. So that's what yoga advises us, and that's what Ishvara Pranidhana is about, surrendering to the process. It's about lightening up and not being so uptight and stiff, I think. So if we approach something with enthusiasm, not with a straight face, but with a relaxed face, both figuratively and in the proper sense of the words, the whole process becomes easier, smoother, more fluid, and we'll get there in no time. We'll get there in less time than projected. And of course, it's also about staying open-minded. The body can surprise us at times, so having faith in something bigger than ourselves, and having faith in the process of work that gets us into an asana, is it releases some stress, and eventually we'll get there. So it's about not being so uptight, I guess, in the practice. What do you think?
So first off, I feel like that's a general rule, right? And kind of all the guidelines we've talked about so far allude to it, one way or another, right? And maybe that's why this one is the last one, as we said, and it's the one that you said, if you master this, you're good, because it kind of encompasses, a bunch of the others. Mm-hmm. So I agree. What I would say, though, is like, what do you say to the non-believers, right, so to speak? Because we all know, right, there's different people believing in different things, of course, from actual Christianity and, religion there, to different other, types as well. And the yogis that maybe believe, to your point, in the universe, or, God can mean different things. But there's also people that, just generally don't believe in a greater power at all, or, greater anything. So what would you say to those people that, might be interested in practicing yoga, or might even practice yoga, who knows?
It's a bit naive to think that the humans are the wisest forms of existence in the universe, and that we are the supreme beings. But of course, this is a subjective statement, so I truly don't know what I would say to the non-believers. Fortunately, yoga is just a system, and the system can be, we can be in the system regardless of our religious orientation. And I wouldn't say that Ishvara Pranidhana is about surrendering to God any longer in 2024, in this day and age. It's about accepting that it's wise to let go of the result, and to have this concept of dedication and devotion in mind. It can be dedication and devotion to anything, really, if you ask me. So if you think about the very simple process of breathing, no? So we practice Ishvara Pranidhana every time we breathe properly in the yogic way. So just by noticing the wonder, the magic of our inhalations and of our exhalations, the body just breathing itself and aligning itself with the universe and with whatever is outside of it, outside of this body. This in itself is a surrender to the greatness of the universe. It's not that big of a deal, honestly. So maybe a good approach for the non-believers, whoever they are, is just be present and try to notice a little bit what's outside of you, and how do you integrate your being into the whole universe. And you cannot tell me that there's nothing else out there. Cannot. You can see that there's something else out there just by noticing your breath. Honestly.
But do you
Give it a try.
Yeah, do you feel though that yoga can convert you from a non-believer to a believer?
No, we must be wiser than that. It's not, I mean, a believer in what? It's also very dependent on our other intrinsic inner beliefs, right? I don't see yoga as a tool of getting more connected with God, but maybe more connected with spirituality. And that's an intimate thing that has very that has a variety of meanings for us. So yes, get closer to the divinity, but first and foremost, we go get closer to the spirituality. I have yet to meet a person who says, "No, I'm the master of the universe and I am the smartest there is." I have not met or read about such a person.
Okay, well, I feel like yoga does connect you more to spirituality. At least for me it did, right? So,
Course.
it can do, but I guess it also means that it might not be the case for everyone.
I think it really depends, on your background and culture. It would be a mistake to associate or to associate yoga with one's religion or to mix them up. We can be spiritual without being religious. To me, spirituality is accepting that we are all one. And this is the exact literal meaning of the word yoga. It's about yuj, which is unification. So, yeah, that's how it is. And to more concrete terms, Ishvara Pranidhana is about surrendering not only to a higher power, but accepting that if we are, that we, how to put it, if we are so super focused on the goal, we might miss the journey. So rather just practice for the sake of practice and you'll get there. That's how I look at things. And that to me is surrendering to the process. So one of the way we look at Ishvara Pranidhana on the mat as well is that if we constantly force posture and that we constantly try to ask from ourselves more than the body can give at that present moment, it's not okay. We're taking the body and the mind into a fight and flight mode. So it doesn't feel safe anymore. It doesn't feel natural anymore. It feels like a struggle. So that's not how yoga is supposed to feel right? So as a consequence, it also limits your progress and it limits your flexibility. So if physical flexibility is your goal for yoga practice, then for sure, always you must remember that a constant practice is more important than an exhausting practice. Show up on the mat and surrender to the work, surrender to the process, practice Ishvara Pranidhana, and then you will progress. Also, you won't be able to breathe properly into an asana if you force the asana. And we know how important the breath is, and how much of a great way it is to progress in yoga, and how much it truly connects us with our inner being and with the universe. So, yet another reason for which we should not force the physical practice. Another very subjective interpretation of Ishvara Pranidhana. I think it's perfect to be mindful of Ishvara Pranidhana if you're a control freak or a perfectionist, as I am. So, because of course, control is an illusion, we are not the ones who are in control, as far as I'm concerned. So we need to accept that the day might not go as planned. that in spite of the fact that we invested a lot of time into thorough planning of the day or of the event or of the project, it will be quite different than initially thought. So, apart from the fact that we must let go and surrender in front of, we must let go of expectations, and surrender in front of the present unpredictability, everything can be unpredictable. Apart from this, we must also lose our sense of self-importance, because we're so small in the bigger scheme of the universe. So, of course, anything can happen to us. I remember I used to really love events, event producing, participating, speaking at events, joining events as a participant, but also, working from them from to working for them from start to finish. So with events, there's this thing that's always a red thread of organizing an event is that regardless of how much you plan it, there's always something that will go as a surprise. And of course, you as a project manager, I'm sure you will agree with me that regardless of how much you plan everything, you must truly really surrender to the process and accept that you will have surprises along the way. I think, no? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you can't control the outcome. You can only do your best. And as long as you know you've done your best, at least from my perspective, that's all you can, that will, from my side, will, make me, let's say, sleep at night, so to speak, sleep okay at night, knowing that, I've done my best. I couldn't do more. So, what I can control is that. Everything else is probably not something I can control. Although I will say, as a project manager, I feel like a good planning accounts for about 80% of the success of that project. So if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail, basically.
Really needed, isn't it? Proper planning.
It definitely needs a plan, but you have to, I think, it's almost common sense, but maybe not, or maybe it's a challenge, even if it's common sense, to be like, yeah, I planned to the best of my abilities and I'm doing my best, but I can't control what will happen. And
Course.
if I were to give the specific example for me as a project manager working with, external clients, but just in general, working with people, you cannot control how other people react or are gonna, do things. So, you can only control what you can do to a certain degree. So, yeah, you have to be open to the fact that some stuff can happen and you're not gonna be able to do anything about it. It just matters how you're gonna react to it.
No, but imagine if you can't fully control your mind or your body or your emotions, I mean, what are the chances that you may be able to control the world outside of you? Slight
Control other
chances.
people.
So, yeah, it's a mistake to begin with. Yeah. So this is what Ishvara Pranidhana is all about. And of course, the obvious benefits are that when we are mindful of it, we enjoy the benefits of it, and some are clarity, peace, calm, serenity. Because if you accept that you're not always in control, and if you surrender the fruits of your work to a higher power, this is really, it's really fulfilling, I would say. And you're in the yoga state already. Yeah, so all you yogis out there, be mindful of this as well. Avishvara Pranidhana.
And that concludes Niyamas, right? For as we've kind of said already, that this is the last one, and we do have one more episode on Yamas, so guys, stay tuned for that. But I think that's it for today, right, Monica?
Yes, that's it for today. See you in 2 weeks. Be well, be safe. Bye.
Yeah. Bye, guys. See you soon.